WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
And welcome back here on WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Pamela, it's good to have you.
I love these shows. Thank you for having me, Jamie. Before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsors for this week, Donald Christ and Melanie and David Nemec. Thank you so much for your generosity in sponsoring this program.
Thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate it a lot.
This is so exciting. You know, the first program, we talked about Star Wars and all of those fanfares, which are actually going to come up again this morning. And then we talked about Peter and the Wolf, so we had all those instruments. So this time is sort of a combination of those two, because we're looking at Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals.
Oh, such a fun piece.
You know, he composed this as a fun piece. It's so funny that you should say that. He had really no intention of having this piece publicly performed. He actually wrote it for his friends, sort of as a celebration at Carnival time. Do you think our listeners all know what Carnival is?
Probably not.
Carnival was a big deal in Europe, and it's basically right before Lent. And Lent is the period of time when you have to fast and you're not supposed to eat certain foods. So this was sort of a big party You have to be really good for 40 days.
Yes.
So he wrote this piece, and he really didn't intend for it to be played during his lifetime. The only piece he did allow played during his lifetime is The Swan for cello. And then after he passed away, immediately a couple months later, his friends played it for a public performance, and ever since then, it's been a huge hit.
It's a fabulous piece of music and great for the kids in this audience to hear the different pieces.
Yeah, it's amazing, and all the different instruments. So we are actually going to play the original score today, and it only was called for a dozen instruments because he wanted to be able to put it together and play it.
Wow, yeah.
So we're going to play you all those different instruments so you get to listen to them and can put them in your ears. And then what we're going to do is play all of the different pieces and talk a little bit about all of them. And then you'll get to hear a big portion of the whole piece at the end.
Cool, that's great. Let's get started.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to hear in this piece is pianos. The pianos play an important role in this piece. So I selected a little excerpt that shows you two pianos, a string quartet, and a double bass, that big instrument that stands. It looks like a violin, but it stands.
Yes.
And all of those instruments are in this piece. So let's listen to a little bit of those instruments.
Here we go.
And now we're going to hear a flute. Many people know what a flute looks like. It's that metal instrument. It's shiny. It's either gold or silver, and it's kind of played sideways.
They have to hold it up for a long time.
They do. So let's listen to a little bit of that. We also have a clarinet, which is a very difficult instrument to play. It's got a reed, and you have to blow into it and get it just right, or it makes a funny sound.
Oh, I love the clarinet, though. When it's played right, it's gorgeous.
So let's listen to a piece of that. There's a very fancy instrument called a Glockenspiel. In German, Spiel means to play. So you're actually playing little Glocken, which are sort of like little bells or little chimes. And that's exactly what it sounds like. So let's play you a little bit of that.
Here we go.
The other instrument he used was a glass harmonica, which we don't really use very much today.
No.
And nowadays, you use a celeste. This instrument wasn't even created. It wasn't available in 1886 when he wrote this piece. And so you'll hear this, and it's a very beautiful, soft kind of sound.
Let's listen.
And the last instrument we're going to listen to is the xylophone.
Ah, the xylophone.
That you hit with little mallets. And people can play it very, very fast.
Yes, yes. If you ever hear somebody who can play it well, it's amazing.
And now we're going to hear that.
Let's go.
So now that you've heard all these instruments, we are going to play all the pieces and just give you a little intro for each one. Jamie?
Here we go. We're going to do the introduction and Royal March of the Lion.
Rawr.
The pianos rumble and the strings create a fanfare. Now, remember our first broadcast, all the fanfares that we had?
Yeah, of course.
So the pianos roar and the ensemble marches. Let's take a listen.
Fun. The second piece is Hens and Cocks. It's a barnyard scene all about little pecking animals. So here you hear the strings without the cello and double bass. So you've got lighter instruments like those high light sounds, blink, 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 with two pianos and your favorite, the clarinet.
Yes.
So this movement is really centered around a pecking theme, which you'll hear. And then the piano actually plays a theme that sounds like a rooster's cock-a-doodle-doo. So let's listen to this one.
Thank you.
That was very fun. I like that. Now we're going to listen to The Wild Donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's a workout for the two pianists because it sounds like animals chasing each other up and down. So let's take a listen to this. Hear how the two pianos make the donkeys sound.
That was super fast.
Wow.
And now we're going to hear something super slow. This is actually the famous can-can that we all know. Dun, da, 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 dun,
oh, yeah.
Da, da,
yeah,
da,
yeah.
Right? But he played it really slowly. So he plays it, and it represents the tortoises or the turtles, which is kind of fun. And it's also kind of a tribute to Offenbach, who is another composer that Saint-Saëns knew.
We'll listen to that and be right back. And we are back here on WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. That was very nice. That reminds me of Nemo and the turtles in Nemo, you know, when they take them to Australia.
Yes. I love that. That's a great scene. Well, now we have another slow, big instrument here. We're going to listen to the double bass as it plays us the elephant. And it's funny because Saint-Saëns marked this section allegro pomposo, pompous, you know, big like an elephant. So you'll hear the biggest instrument in the orchestra, the double bass, play this.
Nice. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
it was the elephants for sure. Now we're going to listen to two kangaroos jumping around, and we're going to hear those on the pianos, just like we did before.
Right.
But this time, it's going to be kangaroos.
Yes.
Let's listen to that.
We're going to hear the aquarium. This really sounds like little fishes kind of swimming around, and you hear it in the celeste. Remember we heard that celesta and the flute and the pianos, and this is very musically rich. It almost sounds a little to me like Chopin. It's so beautiful, and it's really a little bit mysterious. So let's listen to this.
Very magical. Here we go. Now, this next one is personages with long ears. So we're going to hear the violins, correct?
They go, ee-aw, ee-aw. What animal is that?
That's the donkey.
There we go.
That's the same one you made me read before.
Different donkeys this time.
Let's take a listen.
This one is Cuckoo in the Woods. Well, we all know what a cuckoo sounds like. Cuckoo.
That's right. That's right.
And you hear that in your favorite instrument, the clarinet. In comparison to that, the pianos are really kind of, almost glaring, I think, at the clarinet, because the cuckoo's not such a smart bird. In the original, Sanson wanted the clarinetist to be way far away, so you heard it like from a distance in the woods.
Cool. Let's take a listen. Now, this next one is, and I've been to an aviary, so you're going to hear all the different types of birds, all the high-pitched instruments, the flutes, and things like that. So let's take a listen to this one.
So this next movement is called the Pianists. Who know that pianists were animals? Well, actually, that's kind of an inside joke. Sanson himself, the composer, was an amazingly good pianist. So he was really making fun of himself, you know, telling everyone that he thought he belonged in a zoo. He belonged in a zoo because he thought he was kind of crazy. This one is really fun. It's strings and two pianos, and it's what pianists do. They warm up and do their scales. So you'll hear lots of scales. Again, this one's really fun. Thank you.
Okay, this next piece is my favorite because we actually used it for our intro and outro and for the promo for this show called Fossils.
It's really a fun piece.
It is. It's an extremely fun piece, and that's why we used it.
It's that xylophone that we played at the beginning.
That's right.
And, you know, Disney used it in Fantasia. You know, remember when they have those skeletons dancing around? Well, that's what it is because it kind of sounds like bones. And what's funny about this one is the composer, Saint-Saëns, stole the melody from another piece he wrote, which was all about skeletons. So clearly he gets the message.
That's right. Let's take a listen to this. This next one is the Swan. This one is the most popular movement because, as you said, this is the only one that he actually released, correct?
Yeah, and also, a lot of people have heard this because of that beautiful cello line.
That's right, and you can hear almost the little paddling of the feet under the water, which is cool to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So enjoy the Swan.
Thank you.
So now we get to hear the grand finale, or the ending of the piece. You know, here you hear the full ensemble, all those instruments, the flute, the clarinet, the xylophone, the celeste, those strings, everything you've been hearing to all together. And he makes it really lively, and it's like really fun, because he wants it to sound like a carnival.
That's right.
So at the end, you'll hear a little bit of that hee-haw one more time at the very end of the piece.
We're going to listen to that and then take a break. Welcome back to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. So now we're going to do something really special. We're going to listen to the whole piece. All those pieces you just heard, we're going to hear them right in a row, just like it's one giant piece of music. Make sure you're listening for all the instruments and the sounds they make to sound like all those animals, the birds, elephant, the donkeys, kangaroos, and all the other animals. As each piece goes along, see if you can pick them out.
So enjoy!
Thank you.
my gosh, Jamie, such a fun piece.
I love that. Now people know why we use that for our intro.
Absolutely. So again, I would like to thank Donald Crist and Melanie and David Nemec for sponsoring this episode, and also the Carter Family Trust, who have made it possible for us to bring this program and lots of education and outreach to the community.
We appreciate it, and thank you to everybody for their support in this program, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.